You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
20 years after Hurricane Katrina crashed into the Gulf Coast, New Orleans set to commemorate the anniversary today. Katrina remains the costliest U.S. storm on record, damage estimated at upward of $200 billion when adjusted for inflation. Let's get more from CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula, who was on the ground providing coverage back in 2005. Jim, thanks for your time this morning.
Hi, Megan. Always good to be on KMOX.
I'm sure there are a lot of memories of covering the aftermath of Katrina. What would you say is maybe one of your most vivid memories?
Yeah, I think just the despair of people, the fact that really for the first time in my experience, and I've been doing this reporting work a long time, first time in my experience where I was called on to help people, to save lives, if you will. You know, Megan, there was a lot of criticism after Katrina toward especially the national media getting too involved. A lot of people felt we got too involved emotionally in the story. But again, I think you couldn't help but feel that way when again, you were in a situation where you were helping people get to safety, providing them whatever help you could, food, bottled water, whatever it was. So I certainly remember that. I remember the outrage, the anger, certainly at the lack of government response. There's a town called Chalmette, Louisiana, Megan, southeast of New Orleans. And I remember going there maybe a week or so after Katrina had hit. And I talked to the mayor. I remember talking to the mayor and the fire chief, and they were still livid at the lack of any kind of consequential state or federal help. And I remember in that instance, in that town, the fire chief telling me that the first outside help that they got came from Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So again, there was this growing anger through the weeks. I was in New Orleans prior to the storm, during it, and then for a better part of 5 weeks afterwards. So again, this anger and frustration just built and built over those many weeks, days and weeks.
I know we saw the failure of a federal levee system there. Yep. I remember, you know, the scenes of people on rooftops for days, or in the Superdome where there was not enough there to really serve them. Do you feel that that disaster has led to any real and lasting changes?
Well, one of the things I'll say, a couple of things come to mind. First off, I think after Katrina, people came to realize, or there was a new realization, a new sense that, hey, if you're in a natural disaster, don't sit there and rely on government help, be it from the state or Washington. And since Katrina and many of these natural disasters that now play out, Megan, we see more and more volunteer groups come in, church groups, religious groups, volunteer groups, charitable organizations, people coming together and helping each other out without waiting for government help. Secondly, one of the things many listeners will remember, the fact that so many people in New Orleans did not flee. The storm itself wasn't that, I didn't think, that big a deal. I wrote it out in downtown New Orleans at a hotel on the riverfront. But then when those levees broke, that's when things really went downhill fast. And we all remember there were so many people who didn't evacuate. And one of the reasons people talk to me about not evacuating their pets, they didn't want to leave their pets behind. And after Katrina, there was a concerted effort from so many of these emergency shelters, Megan, to start accepting pets. That was one of, I think, the positive things that came out of Katrina.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
Megan, always good to talk to you. Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.